Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Capello, braver than a bullfighter with no knickers on. The footballing gods are looking down on Real Madrid, stroking their big white beards and saying, Vamanos, muchachos!
No! Oh, no! Oh, my God! Oh, my God, no! Come on, no, no! Oh, God! God bless those tears up. I'm sick. I want to throw up.
My yarmulke almost fell off. I'm so taken aback.
You're listening to Sports Overnight.
Check it, 7.5 minutes past the hour. Time to get laid back here with the Taco Man, of course, with me, Grill at the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. My name is Johnny Taco. My all-stars tonight, Dominic Mendez, will be here at about 40 minutes past the hour. Of course, Dom's Diner, hot and heavy, one of the greatest segments in all of radio, no doubt about that. Zach Attack Young, well, that union contract of his, man, he got out of working again tonight. Yee, what can I say? What? You guys got a union contract? I don't. I say, I'm envious. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And if you're drunk, got a heat on, or just don't want to act like a fool, and want to say something anyway, you can hit me up on the guilt-free text line. The phone number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You are tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
For the season on offense for New York, but perhaps about to punch it in the end zone. They're in the red zone at the 18. And Manning going to the end zone for the touchdown. Evan Engram.
He's going to fool the linebackers, the safeties. They think it's a lead block. There's nobody home. That's great design, but you must know that Evan Engram is a pass receiver. He is not in there to be a fullback. I'm talking
here and now. You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
Taco Man Radio back on the air, 12 and a half minutes past the hour, live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Some people call it the City by the Bay. Bottom line is we rock, no doubt about that, of course. Right across the pond, Oakland, California, sort of like the sports capital of Northern California, at least for a while, because, you know, the Golden State Warriors will be here like in a year and a half. They're coming across the bay. Back where they were the Philadelphia Warriors originally. Then they moved out here, I believe, in 1967, somewhere around there. Anyway, the bottom line is they moved from San Francisco to Oakland, and now they're moving back to the City by the Bay. Why? The real estate's better, and they get higher price tickets, no doubt about that. Anyway, the Oakland A's are staying in town. The Raiders, of course, are leaving town. They're going to Las Vegas. That's a done deal. On this side of the bay, we have the Giants. What can I say as far as the Giants? They're the laughing stock of the National League as I speak. Bottom line is we're here to talk sports, open phone lines around the planet, all across the universe. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And, you know, I wanted to weigh in on this, and I was going to wait a little while, but I just figured we'd just get it over. We get it off my chest right now. You know, I'm 59 years old, and I've seen a lot of crazy stuff in this country. I've seen dogs, police dogs sicked on people in racial riots and things like that. And, you know, I've seen water hoses turned on people and all kinds of crazy things. There's people lynched in this country, all kinds of crazy stuff. But, you know, that was when I was a kid. When I was like 4 to 6 years old, I would watch this stuff on Newsreel about the Ku Klux Klan, that kind of stuff, having, you know, being popular. That was back then. So they went away, didn't they? No, they're back now. And according to the president, they're good people because he said there was good people on both sides of that demonstration in which that girl was run over and killed back there, okay, back east. So you know what I'm talking about, Charlottesville. You know it. There were good people on both sides, but yet a guy that kneels for the national anthem is a no-good son of a bitch. How do you, and should be banished and fired, and that's forever and ever and all that kind of, how does that figure? How can Nazis be held against a black man who's taken a knee, a bit of a racial protest? He's not flipping off the flag. He's not flipping off the crowd. He's not grabbing his groin and saying, do this like Michael Jackson, something like that. All he's doing is taking a knee. He's basically protesting, and he's an American. He's allowed to do this. If you want to protest, you can do something like that. It's a nonviolent way of protesting. Why does everybody want to get violent for it? Some clown said on this radio network earlier today that Colin Kaepernick would get a job if he got a haircut. So what is that trying to say? That he's an N guy? That he's the N because he got a big natural? He's black. You're not going to take that away if he gets a haircut. No, but you take away the racial stigma that goes along with that big afro he wears, huh? Pretty sad, folks. Pretty, pretty sad. 2017, we've got a president condoning racial injustice and racial violence in this country. And you think I'm kidding? I'm not. Just look at it, folks. Racial hatred is on the rise. I mean, it was on the rise during Barack Obama, but now it's been sanctioned. It's licensed. It's permitted. It's cool, but it's not cool. At least it's cool in the White House. Speaking of the White House, when this Russia thing's all over with, Russia's been here. They tampered with our election. There's no doubting about it. There's no Russia hoax or anything like that. This is bona fide news. And his campaign lead, Mr. Manafort, he took that job with Trump for free because the Russians put him up to it. Watch, this is all going to come out with the special prosecutor Mueller and his investigation. Enough of that, but the bottom line is the president, he's a turd, folks. He's just a turd. Whether you like his policies or not, personally, the man is a stone-cold 24-karat turd. Now, let's talk about the NFL. Of course, the NFL is rocking and rolling. Week 3 is right upon us. One team's already played 3 games. Talking to the L.A. Rams, they're like 2-1. But, look at who's still undefeated. Detroit, that's a bit of a surprise. Detroit Lions, even at 2-0. I mean, that's sort of good. They got to be celebrating, jumping up and down in Motown. It's like the return of the car industry or something like that. Seriously, the Detroit Lions playing competitive football in Detroit, right on, right on, right on. Atlanta's 2-0. Carolina's 2-0. Denver's 2-0. Baltimore and Pittsburgh both have won their two opening games. The Rams, as I said, are 2-1. But Detroit, interesting. Detroit 2-0. And I thought that is a bit of a stunner for me because I thought Detroit was just going to suck again this year. And the bottom line is they spent some money. They've invested. They've drafted well. But sometimes you can put the best ingredients in the pot and still get a nasty tasting soup. You hear what I'm trying to say? So sometimes the best ingredients don't make it. Speaking of ingredients, let's talk about the betting line later today, baby. Rocking and rolling. How about Baltimore? Baltimore, of course, taking on Jacksonville. Baltimore on the money line. If you want to bet the money line, it's -169. So you bet 169 to win 100. That's a pretty good bet. The spread is -3 in Baltimore. Cleveland and Indiana. Cleveland, interesting. 1.5 favorites. That's pretty good. So if you wanted to bet the money line on that one, it's 125, -125 on the favorite. Pittsburgh. Yeah, Pittsburgh and Chicago. Of course, Pittsburgh still undefeated, 2-0. Pittsburgh is a -370 on the money line, -7 on, of course, the point spread, the good almighty point spread. We live and die by that point spread. A lot of people bet the money line. The big-time gamblers bet the money line because they got the big money. But if you think you're a hustler like I am and you're a shuckster and you can move things around, you can beat that spread like more times than not, yeah, that's the way to do it. You beat the spread. The money line requires a big investment. Sometimes I don't have that big investment to roll around. Anyway, Miami, of course, taking on the New York Jets, the hapless Jets. Man, they are hapless. Miami, you want to bet on them, the money line is -264. That might be a steal. And Miami is a 6-point favorite there. Of course, the Jets are just hapless. They are just absolutely miserable. Denver, good old Denver. Of course, unbeaten Denver and Buffalo. Denver's at Buffalo. Denver is a -165 on the money line. As far as the points is concerned, Denver's favored by a field goal. Denver being unbeaten still at 2-0. Houston and New England. Tom Brady, my baby, Tom Brady. Get this. Tom Brady on the money line, -1,000. Yeah, you got to put up 1,000 to win 100. In other words, you put it like this. If you put up $1,000 on the money line in New England tomorrow, and Tom Brady, and he wins, no matter what happens, how many points, doesn't matter how many points he wins by, you get $1,100. In other words, you get $100 on top of that 1,000. It looks like money in the bank, doesn't it? Don't you think that New England's going to be able to beat up on Houston pretty good tomorrow? I would think so. But 10-1, yikes, that's a little bit long, even in a cinchy football. In cinch football. Anyway, on the point spread, 14 points. New England, Tom Brady, 14-point favorites. And the under-over in that one is 44.5. New Orleans at Carolina. Carolina's a 2.5-point favorite. Take that back, a 5.5-point favorite. The money line says -250. Interesting there. Tampa Bay at Minnesota. Minnesota. I remember, I'm so old, I remember when they used to play in the snow up there. I kid you not, they used to play in the snow. It was sort of cool. They played in the snow, football in the snow. Not happening anymore in Minnesota. They got an indoor stadium, obviously. Tampa Bay and Minnesota. Tampa Bay is a money line favorite, minus 140. They are a 2.5-point favorite as far as the point spread is concerned. Atlanta, good old Atlanta, 2-0, baby, and against the 2-0 Detroit Lions, something's got to give here. The Lions are at home. The Lions are money line, minus 155, point spread, minus 3. I'm going with the Detroit Lions. Come on, Detroit. Come on. How much? 1,100. 1,100 to win a grand tomorrow on the Detroit Lions. I think they'll cover the spread. 3 points there against Atlanta. Of course, they're both undefeated, so it's sort of cool. People say it's a bit of a coin toss, but, man, I want to get with this Detroit being. I hope the Detroit's real because Detroit deserves a winner. They've been there a long time. Not's been happening. Plus, I announced in the Pontiac Superdome back in the day. That's right, when that place was a hot happening place, I was back there announcing boxing. Anyway, Atlanta, as I said, Atlanta, Detroit, New York Giants of Philadelphia. Philadelphia minus 265 on the money line, minus 6 on the point spread. Seattle at Tennessee, minus 135 Tennessee on the money line. Tennessee, my 2.5-point favorites as well. Kansas, KC, and, that's serious. KC and the L.A. Chargers. The Chargers, but no, the KC's favorite, minus 175 on the money line, minus 3 on the point spread. The L.A. Chargers. I got a problem saying that, the L.A. Chargers. Couple games left here. Cincinnati at Golden Bay. Cincinnati at Green Bay. Green Bay is a minus 360 as far as the money line is concerned. That's right, 7.5-point favorites. Aaron Rodgers and crew, no doubt about that. That might be the bet of the day, our second bet of the day. I like Green Bay. When I say Oakland, the Raiders. Raiders minus 160 in the money line. Minus 3 on the point spread. Of course, they're taking on the Washington NFL team. And the Monday night game, of course, Monday night football. Dallas at Arizona, Dallas minus 165 on the money line, minus 3 as far as the point spread is concerned. But stick to those two games. Those are your money winners, VA. Johnny Talking is All-Stars, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.
Stafford, flush from the pocket, showing that running ability that John talked about before the game, and he slides down with a first down at the 24-yard line of New York. They are in field goal range for Matt Prater. Four-man rush. Stafford well protected, lofts it up, and it's a touchdown for Marvin Jones.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
I start this broadcast with a heavy heart, folks. I tell you, because the World Boxing Organization, my sponsor, has been for years. Of course, is based in Puerto Rico, San Juan, Puerto Rico. The president, the honorable Francisco Paco Vargas. So, of course, he's a well-known lawyer in the San Juan area, a barrister, of course. I haven't heard from him. I haven't heard from Dory. I haven't heard from Diana. I haven't heard from anybody for days now. I tried to get through to people in Puerto Rico. The phones go dead. They go to voicemail. The texts, obviously, they're not going through and things like that. They have no electricity. Their water is running crazy. It's like they have no running water. It's just absolutely bedlam and chaos right now in Puerto Rico. So as far as the WBO 31st Annual Convention and Cruise, we're supposed to leave October 23rd out of Miami, Florida. It was still a go before this last storm hit Puerto Rico. I just don't know if it's going to happen. But the bottom line is, wow, our hearts go out to the people of Puerto Rico and, of course, the Virgin Islands and everybody else that's been maligned by the fact that global warming doesn't exist. Yeah, right. Anyway, you are tuned to these Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. My name is Taco Man, Johnny Taco, here each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific, and that's 1 a.m. Eastern Time Sunday morning right here on the Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network. Open phone lines around the planet. You can call me if you want. If you're drunk, act a fool, that's on you. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The go-free text line, even if you're drunk, you can get by and shoot me a text without, you know, coming on the air and acting a fool. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, about 45 miles away here in San Jose, California, Bellator, of course, the Bellator MMA Championships came to town. The former lightweight champion, Benson Henderson, came to town. Of course, the former UFC 155-pound champion now fighting for Bellator MMA. He was on my daytime show. And, of course, you know, he didn't deliver like he should have tonight because it's a three-round fight. Of course, he's used to fighting five-round championship fights, but this was a three-round main event as far as Bellator is concerned. They're only going with the three-round main events, and that sort of takes away from guys like Benson Henderson who used to go in five rounds. Now, tonight, Patricio Pitbull Freire, who he had stopped on an injury a couple of fights back. I'm talking about Benson Henderson. Tonight, Pitbull grabbed a split decision over Benson Henderson. Some people thought it was a bit contentious. Some people thought, listen, bottom line is you let it go to the judges. Yeah, you know, you're throwing your fate into their hands. That's why I tried so hard to keep it out of the judges' hands. People would say to me, why are you trying so hard to get that knockout? Well, I'm not trying that hard to get the knockout. I'm just trying to make sure that the judges really can't screw me. Because, you know, I had fights where I knocked a guy down in two. We had a three-round fight for the World Police Championships, a three-round fight. And I knocked him out in the first round, and I knocked him out in the third round, and I lost a split decision. All right, what can I say? I mean clean, clean knockouts. Back to the real-life sports and combat sports, of course. Let's talk about the UFC first. Of course, UFC, rock and roll. Take it back. Back to Bellator. Benson Henderson, of course, 155, fighting at 155. What happens for him now? Didn't show the fire that he should have showed. Of course, this was a main event. Didn't show it. Patricio Pitbull, not the most accomplished fighter in the world, but you know, he sort of gets the job done. At least he got the job done here tonight with a split decision. Roy Big Country Nelson, big network favorite around here in the studio. Of course, he was the winner as well. Of course, a former UFC exile. He was a guy that couldn't quite make the top five of the UFC, but you couldn't get into the top 10 unless you beat Roy Big Country Nelson, or you couldn't fight for the title unless you beat Roy Big Country Nelson. Like, Roy Big Country Nelson was just that guy, that roadblock, that guy they threw up there, the guy that he was the test. If you couldn't beat him, he didn't fight for the title. That's the way it was. Anyway, glad to see him back in the winner's circle. Also, as far as the UFC was concerned, they did their things in Saitama, Japan. Of course, that's across the pond. And they had their Japanese star on the line. They figured they put him in a fight they thought he could win, but it didn't happen that way. I'm talking about Yushin Okami. He got stopped tonight. Technical submission. It was a Von Flew choke. 1 minute and 50 seconds in the very first round. The winner, Ovince St. Preux. Of course, the former light heavyweight title challenger was the winner tonight. Stoppage, 150. He got a bonus as well. Speaking of bonus, baby, Jessica Andrade won a unanimous nod over Claudia Gadella. Claudia Gadella being one of the girls out of Brazil. Jessica is an American. The decision was unanimous, 30-25, which means it was dominant. 30-26 means dominant. And 30-27 means she wins every round. But the other two scores sort of add a little icing on the cake there. And some other fights are on the card, but not a whole lot. You know, a lot of these guys you don't recognize because the UFC is trying to bring new names in. And I understand they need to bring new names in. It has to be names. But the star caliber just doesn't seem to be there. And they put this fight card tonight on Fight Pass, their little exclusive fight channel for their fight freaks and this and that, the MMA freaks. And that's cool because everybody else watches around the internet, watches around the world on the internet for free anyway. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, time zones or not, they should have been able to put this fight on Fox Sports 1. I don't care if it's going to come on at 3 in the morning live or whatever it was. It should have been on live TV. You shouldn't put it on that Fight Pass thing. But guess what? There's only a handful of people watching Fight Pass. Speaking of the UFC, they're coming back, UFC 216. Am I excited? Am I excited? No. Why am I not excited? I just don't know. Tony Ferguson and Kevin Lee, that's the lightweight main event for UFC. I'm just not all excited about this. October the 17th, T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas, Nevada, UFC 216. That's the main event, five-minute rounds in the lightweight 155-pound main event. Demetrius Johnson, the world flyweight champion, is relegated to co-feature. He's a world flyweight champion, and Dana White calls him the best fighter pound for pound in the world outside of Paul Scott Cuddy. I kid you not. And he's a co-feature when he's defending the world championship. He's defending that championship. I think he's got record numbers as far as his title defenses are concerned. And guess what? He's the co-feature. Doesn't smell good. Ray Borg is in the other across the octagon there from Demetrius Johnson in this 125-pound title fight. Interesting fight at heavyweight. Fabrice Benoom taking on Derek Lewis. Another fight where the loser leaves town. Fabrice Benoom, not in good shape. Him and Junior Dos Santos, man, these guys have taken so many blows, and they're taking heavyweight blows with 4-ounce gloves and elbows and knees and kicks. And I gotta go, it's not good for the health. The residual effects? Probably not being positive. Paige VanZant, she's positive. Why is she positive? She's easy to look at. She's easy on the eyes, baby. And speaking of easy on the eyes, this women's flyweight about 125 pounds, the girl across the octagon is Jessica Ai. Jessica Ai versus Paige VanZant, who's easy on the eyes. Ai versus eyes, maybe a women's flyweight bout, of course, part of UFC 216, October the 7th, T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas, Nevada. A couple of the other fights on the card, not really worth a mention. Evan Durham's going to be on the card. Who else? Nick Lentz is going to be on the card. Bobby Green's on the card. Pearl Gonzalez is a woman's strawweight. She's going to be taking on Poliana Botelho. I guess these women are going to be hooking up 105 pounds. They should have a 105-pound weight class because chicks are small. Walt Harris, no, not the announcer. He's taking on Mike Godbeer. Outside of that, the rest of the card looks like a bunch of no-names. No-names as far as UFC is concerned. Why? Because they're worth $4.2 billion. That's right. They were sold for $4.2 billion, what, just like 8 or 9 months ago. Talk about getting it in the shorts. Where are you going to get listen. If you invest money in an investment, you're going to hope to get 25% back in your first 2 years. That's the way you invest. If you can't get 12% back a year, maybe something's not that good. You know what I'm saying? But the way the UFC's going, they're not going to make any money for a long, long time unless they continue to screw fighters out of money. Of course, that lawsuit against the Vertitta brothers and, of course, Lorenzo and Frank Vertitta and Dana White and the government of Dubai, because they did technically own 10% of the UFC at the time that the UFC was running a slave farm. They were running a slave farm. If you didn't like it, guess what? you got Dana told you to go get screwed. Except he used the F word instead. Okay, so it wasn't cool. It wasn't cool. Dana had a drop phone like a gangster, like a mafia don, like a dope deal. He had a drop phone that you buy like at Walgreens, and he's the president of USC. He was using a drop phone. Why? Did not want his phone calls monitored. Would call people on block lines, work deals, this and that, hardball them, lean on them, got rough with them, did favors for his guys, did unfavors for the guys that weren't his guys. That's the way it went, I was told, at the USC. Now, Dana White is basically, well, I won't say he's on the way out, but they're trying to phase him out. The problem is they don't have a personality that can replace him. They just don't. There isn't too many personalities like Dana White. Thank goodness. Open phone lines all around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And I do want to mention this before I close out the combat sports. I'll take it back. Let's close it out right now. This is your combat sports update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Follow the WBO online at WBOboxing.com or check them out at Facebook. I do want to mention this. And the college football play of the day is Penn State. Yeah, the Jerry Sandusky and Joe Paterno School of Pedophilia. Well, Penn State. Penn State beat Iowa today on the last play of the game, 21-19. You're tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show, live here from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. If you are joining me for the very first time, I welcome you to Taco Man Radio. You've been here with me, right on. Next up, Dominic's Diner with Dominic Jimenez, right here on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.
This is Sports Overnight America.
He certainly knows how to shake things up. Abracadabra.
You make me hot, you make me sigh. You make me laugh, you make me cry. Keep me burning for your love.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone as just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
That's a tough phone call for us to make.
Oh, hey there. It's good to see you. Welcome back in to Dom's Diner. I'm Dom, of course, and I'm serving you the best and the worst from the last week in sports. And you know what? Let's jump straight into it. I've got some great specials today. Let's start off with some winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
And look no further than Saturday morning. This morning, Carmelo Anthony is my first winner. Why? Let me tell you why. Carmelo Anthony doesn't have to play for the New York Knicks anymore. Carmelo Anthony has been traded from the New York Knicks to the Oklahoma City Thunder. So he's going to form a big three with Russell Westbrook and Paul George in Oklahoma City. Wow. Carmelo had been pretty adamant about only being willing to waive his no trade clause to the Houston Rockets. And the Knicks told him, hey, look, we can't make a deal with the Rockets. Can you give us a couple more teams? It was reported he included the Cavs, but apparently he included the Oklahoma City Thunder. And now he's a member of the Thunder. Carmelo Anthony got his wish. He's out of New York. He's on a team that is going to make the playoffs. Now, I don't know how it's going to work out. That's three guys that like having the ball in their hands. Their entire time in the NBA, their offense has been about them. So we'll have to see how they gel. It's going to take some time, but the Thunder, that's an intriguing team to watch. Carmelo Anthony out of New York on a playoff team. Winner number one. And you know what? Let's just go straight into it. Dive right in. Winner number two, Joe Thomas. Now, I know what you're thinking. Dom, how can an offensive lineman for the Cleveland Browns possibly be a winner? Well, Joe Thomas is probably the one exception to the rule that the Browns are terrible. And let me tell you why. Joe Thomas, he's been a Pro Bowler every single year that he's been in the NFL. I think he's pushing 10 years or something like that. But that's not what makes him a winner. That just really solidifies the fact that he is a future Hall of Famer. What makes him a winner this week is last week in week two of the NFL, Joe Thomas played in his 10,000th consecutive snap. That's right. Joe Thomas has played more than 10,000 straight offensive plays for the Cleveland Browns in a sport as brutal as football. In a position that is so tough on the body, the offensive linemen, guys roll up on you. You get hit every single play. Kudos to Joe Thomas for playing 10,000 straight snaps for the Cleveland Browns. You're a winner, my friend. And last but not least, winner number three, Atlanta United. Now, I know a lot of you out there listening are like, what is Atlanta United? They're one of the new expansion teams of the MLS. This season is their first season in Major League Soccer. Now, expansion team, you think they're not good. Well, Atlanta United is actually pretty good, but I'm not here to talk about the quality of their play. I'm here to talk about what they did last weekend. They played at the Mercedes-Benz Dome in Atlanta, home of the Atlanta Falcons also, and they drew 70,425 fans. 70,000 fans showed up for an MLS game in their game, Atlanta United versus Orlando City SC. Now, that obviously is going, that establishes the record, single game attendance, MLS, most ever. But let me tell you this, kind of proof of how MLS is growing. It is the fourth highest attendance for a soccer game in the world this year for a league game, behind the likes of Manchester United, Borussia Dortmund, and another, and those kind of teams. So kudos, Atlanta United FC. 70,000 fans in your game last week against Orlando City. Unfortunately, it was a 3-3 draw, but Atlanta United, you are my third winners this week. Okay, so winners were my first special, but if that's not for you, I think maybe this will get the job done for you. I've got some great losers this week too, and let me tell you all about them.
Losers!
Le who? The her.
First off, my first loser is a broad scope. It's to fantasy football owners who tweet at the players. That's got to be some of the dumbest things that people can do. David Johnson, Arizona Cardinals running back extraordinaire, he hurt his wrist, and fans tweeted at him saying, "Way to go, David Johnson. Way to get hurt. Way to get put on IR. You ruined my team." No, it's not David Johnson's fault your team got messed up. Now, yeah, it's not your fault for drafting him. He was probably the number one or number two overall pick in most fantasy football drafts. I'll give you that. But come on, cut the guy some slack. He dislocated his wrist, for crying out loud. Football players have more things to worry about than how their injury or their performance or lack thereof affects your fantasy football team. You don't think that these guys want to go out there and play well? Get over it, fantasy football owners. Now, look, I'm a fantasy football owner, but if one of my players doesn't have a great game, I'm not going to go onto Twitter and tweet at them. It's one thing to tweet your frustration, but the fans who include the athlete in the tweet, you guys are clowns, definitely losers this week. Also losers, the Colorado Rockies. In the midst of trying to reach the playoffs again, it's been a while, but they're looking to get back, but they've lost 6 of their last 10, including multiple shutouts, and they lost against the San Diego Padres, one of the worst teams in baseball. Their wild card lead is down to 1.5 games over the Brewers and the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, the issue here is that Arizona pretty much has their wild card spot locked up. So these three teams are all fighting for the second wild card spot. So the Rockies, who have been in pretty good shape holding that second wild card for most of the season, their lead's in trouble, and you might want to pick it up in this last week or you're going to miss the playoffs. My third losers this week, Florida State. They were upset today by North Carolina State at home, unranked North Carolina State. Mind you, Florida State ranked in the top 25. They lost 27-21. And are now 0-2 for the first time since 1989. They've got a great coach in Jimbo Fisher, but let me tell you right now, it's going to take some work for Florida State to get back to where they want to be, where fans expect them to be, where all of the expectations are. Jimbo Fisher did it a few years ago when he took the Florida State team to 10 wins and a New Year's Day bowl. That team did not have the talent to do so, and he's going to have to find the magical well. He's going to have to dip back into it to get the ship righted here. So because they're 0-2, now I know the Hurricanes in Florida have cost them to not even play 2 games. One got canceled, one got postponed. And I know that's got to be on the minds of all the players, but still, a team like Florida State should not be 0-2 to start the season. As evidenced by, this is the first time it's happened in over 25 years. So Florida State, you're my third losers this week. Oh, man. Okay. Losers doesn't get it done for you either. Lucky for you, I've got 2 more specials. Here's the first of the 2 I have left.
Say what?
Hopefully that'll get the job done for you. And let me tell you what's got me saying say what? Ohio State football program is worth $1.5 billion. That's right. Billion with a B. Billion. That much. $1.5 billion. And athletes still can't profit off their likeness or receive any, quote, impermissible benefits, unquote, at all. And I think the whole struggle with athletes receiving anything in college is summed up by Ohio State backup quarterback Joey Burrow saying, our football program is worth $1.5 billion and it's the end of the world if I get a free hamburger. He's 100% right. Absolutely right. Now, I understand Ohio State's football program worth $1.5 billion. They're funding pretty much all the other sports, and that's awesome. But I think when a football program or any athletic program in college is worth that much money, we got to have the conversation about compensating these athletes in some regard. And I think this information coming to light that Ohio State's football is worth $1.5 billion, I think it's going to get the conversation restarted again. So Ohio State, say what? Worth $1.5 billion. Wow. All right, it's almost time to close up shop. All I've got left is a little bit of... And let me tell you what I got. And it's Chargers linebacker Melvin Ingram. The Chargers played the Dolphins last Sunday. And before the game, they asked Melvin Ingram, one of the best pass rushers in football, what challenges does Dolphins quarterback Jay Cutler pose on your defense? His answer was none. He said, Jay Cutler does not pose any challenges to our defense whatsoever. Well, fun fact. The Dolphins won the game 19-17. Now, Jay Cutler didn't light it up, but the Dolphins won the game. Jay Cutler was not terrible. He got the job done. So, Melvin Ingram saying Cutler poses no problems whatsoever. Good job. Good effort. And with that, we're done here. The diner's closed. It's time for you to get up. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get the heck up out of here. Keep it locked. Johnny Taco, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. We'll see you when we're open for business next weekend.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Might take off. He does not. There's a fly ball to right. Bam. And out of here for Adam Frazier! And the walk-off and raise the Jolly Roger! Adam Frazier! Number 6 on the year! Losing streak is over! First career walk-off homer!
Again, the 0-2 pitch coming to Puig. In the air to left center field, Odubel's going back toward the fence, and he jumps, and he made the catch! What a way to end this ballgame! The excitement has been back here at Citizens Bank Park for the last 3 days.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Take me out to the ball game. If you went out to the ball game on Saturday, well, guess what? The Cubs came up short against Milwaukee 4-3. Angels, they came up short against the Astros 6-2. The Yankees, good old Yankees, 5-1 winners over the Toronto Blue Jays. Oh, Toronto, man. The Yankees. Love the Yankees and the Boston Red Sox, man. Those are my two hot American League teams. We'll get that in a little bit. Of course, the Twins, were 10-4 winners over the Detroit Tigers in Detroit. Cardinals came up short 11-6 via the Pittsburgh Pirates in Pittsburgh. Tampa Bay Rays were 9-6 winners over Baltimore in Baltimore. The Royals, Royals looking pretty good. 8-2 winners over the Chicago White Sox. Nationals, of course, with that great record, 93-61. 4-3 winners over the Mets. Pittsburgh, The Atlanta Braves were 4-2 winners over the Phillies. Checking out the rest of the scoreboard here. The Marlins, good old Marlins, put up a lot of runs, even though they're a losing team, 73-81. 12 runs beat the Diamondbacks 12-6 in Arizona. The Rockies came up short, were shut out by the Padres in San Diego, 5-0. Texas Rangers, Athletics went back and forth. Athletics won at home today, 1-0. Interesting. The A's can win a game here and there, only at home. And speaking of winning at home, the Giants didn't win at home. They won on the road. They beat the L.A. Dodgers. Zach must be rolling over in his stupor here tonight. 2-1 winners were the Giants over the Dodgers. Of course, the Dodgers headed for the playoffs. The Giants are headed for nowhere. Speaking of the playoffs, let's look at the American League East. Of course, I'm excited about the Yankees. The Yankees are 86-68, but guess what? The Boston Red Sox are four games better. They are 90-64. So, I mean, this is all coming into fruition now. We've played 155 games. I mean, we're down to the last week of the season. Of course, those are the two top teams in the LA East. American League Central, Cleveland is on top, 97-58 record. Of course, next up, 81-74, the Minnesota Twins. Going down to the American League West, interesting. Houston Astros on top, 95-59. Of course, the LA Angels coming in second, 76-78. You know, I don't know. 76-78 makes you to the playoffs. I don't know. Should that kind of a record really get you in the playoffs? I don't know. Washington, of course, leading the National League East. Washington Nationals, 93-61. Chicago Cubs in the National League Central. They are 86-60. And of course, out here in the LA area. Actually, I'm in the city by the bay, San Francisco. We'll see if we're in last place, 61-94. I wanted to take props, give the L.A. Dodgers their due, man. 98-57, of course. Man, they lost their one game, of course, today to the Giants, but they are a rock and roll team, and they're looking good as far as the playoffs and, of course, the World Series concerned. If I had to pick a team right now, I'd still have to go with the Dodgers. I just would. I think that they're holding it back. I think they're reserving. I think they're sort of like, you know, they've got the motor running. But they're like, but they're not boring it out. They're not letting it go. They're not pulling on full throttle. They're just not doing it. I think they're going to cruise into the playoffs. I think they're going to make it to the World Series. And I think that Chavez Ravine is going to play host, I think, to the 2017 World Series champ as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. What am I trying to say? The Dodgers will win the World Series in 2017. This is the way it looks. According to the odds makers, there's about three or four teams that look real good, and the Dodgers are one of them, no doubt about that. 98-57. Of course, 162 games in the season, 98-57. The season is coming to a close. This week, it's it for Major League Baseball, the regular season 2017. So don't forget, I'm back in 12 hours from now. That's right, Sports Byline, of course, and SB Nation Radio features Ring Talk live worldwide at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time right here on the Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Network. My name is Johnny Taco. I am the Taco Man, of course. Each and every Saturday night on the West Coast, baby. The only live radio show in the continental USA, as far as networks concerned, doing live sports from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time, right here on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio. Don't forget, this is Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio, the leader when it comes to sports radio. No doubt about that. Coast to coast, baby. We're number one. We know it. I am the Taco Man. About time to get out of here, of course. I want to thank my great, great, great co-host. We'll talk about Dominic Jimenez and Dom's Diner, man. That rocks, that rolls, and it's funny as well. Hey, and of course, the executive producer, the one, the only, Scott Cuddy. Zach Attack Young, well, we'll talk about him next week. Bottom line is out with Jasmine Young. Until next time, peace, love, lots of respect. You are tuned to Sports Byline
and SB Nation Radio.